You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And one of our regular correspondents, Patrice Rapley, currently in Leavenworth, Washington, a Bavarian town that just looks idyllic. What's that website so people can take a look at the pictures?
The website is www.leavenworth.org, Kevin and Sue.
Super. All right. We were talking about the food. What other items of culinary delights have you had in the form of echte deutsche or true German food?
Well, in addition to the fabulous restaurants and German food, they have a fabulous bakery called the Gingerbread Factory. Kevin and Sue, you can go in here and get everything is made from scratch in this small bakery. They have award-winning bakery items, and one of them, although it may not be their standard gingerbread, which is fantastic, they have a maple bread pudding that is to die for. And in fact, I have six of them on hold today.
Oh, you have
real
six
gingerbread. You guys got to come out here. We'll go on a foodie fest.
Sounds like a plan. Now, and I will say this, having lived in France, and Sue loves her boucheries and pâtisseries and on in France. If you want really good, the best cakes and cookies and baked items and desserts, go to Germany. The French don't hold a candle to what's available in a true German bakery. It's just great stuff.
Hey, Patrice, does the town have any other things besides the lights at night and the beautiful things, like any kind of little museums?
It does, Sue. Two of my very favorite. Right out of town, located above the Wenatchee River with a gorgeous view, is the Upper Valley Museum, and it's located in the historical river home. This has a complete linear history of Leavenworth. And you know, Leavenworth wasn't always a Bavarian town. It started out long ago with the railway coming in, and then a sawmill. And then in the 60s, when these things started to wane and the orchards started to wane, the town had to do something in order to keep from becoming a ghost town. So it's a very long story, but it's a fascinating history, and it's all available at the Upper Valley Museum. The second museum, which I really, this is good, this is a true German thing. They have the only Nutcracker Museum in the United States, and there's only two of them in the world, with one being in Germany. And the owner, Arlene Wagner, and her husband, George, who's now passed, have established this amazing museum with over 6,000 Nutcrackers. And Kevin and Sue, Nutcrackers go back, and this museum has them going back thousands of years to something called a nutting stone, all the way up to 1600s in France, where these exquisite wood-carved nutcrackers of saints and all sorts of kings and interesting things. And I had no idea, but nutcrackers made from everything from brass and ivory to even bits of meissen on the side, meissen porcelain on the side. This is truly one of the most interesting museums I've ever visited, and massive. And Arlene has written books. This woman is the definitive knowledge on nutcrackers, I would say, in the world just about. And she carries some of the brands from, like, Sonnenberg and the Albrecht brand. Truly fascinating for people to go in and see this place.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It
I
does.
Bet it makes great photos, too.
Yeah, very interesting. Remind me, Patrice, to send you a photo of one of our nutcrackers that we collected along through our journeys. It's a Hillary Clinton nutcracker.
Oh.
And that was from like the previous elections and so on. It's unique. I'm assuming, like most German towns, it's a walking community. Lots of things to do and see just walking around.
It is. In addition to the downtown and all the myriad shops and brew pubs and some of the wine shops and wine tasting places, there are several walking trails that surround the town and extend to the small Blackbird Island. It's an excellent walk. Most of it is completely level, Kevin and Sue. And with this snow, I had a glorious day walking down from the museum all along the Wenatchee River, through past the lower part of the town and into Blackbird Island, and I spent, I'd say, a good hour and a half walking around. In addition to the town's walking trails, of course, there are trails all around the area, and the town is great for winter activities. There's downhill skiing and cross-country skiing, tube sledding, and snowshoeing, as well as ski jumping. And in the 30s to the 60s, this town was known for ski jumping. People from all over the world would come here for this event.
Really?
It sounds a lot of really neat things. How about sleigh rides? They have any old-fashioned sleigh rides?
Oh, they do. Yes, several. There's an outfit called Icicle Outfitters, and one of my favorites is Eagle Creek Ranch. I took a sleigh ride, Kevin and Sue, at dusk when the sun was setting over the beautiful Cascade Range. We were going through fields with the jingles of the horses. I had hot chocolate mug in my hand, a warm blanket over my lap, and it was beautiful. We went through the woods, and I felt like it must have been 100 years ago. It was the most magical experience.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Little Red Riding Hood. That would have been her with her. For our listeners, Patrice has some rather bright red hair. You mentioned the walking trails and so on, and if it's like most German communities, I'm sure they have folks marches during the summer and so on, and you get a little button to put on your walking stick and things like that. It's always great activity. You mentioned that you were going to have a Weizenbier, for which I say congratulations, thank you. There are three different kinds. There's the Hefeweizen, which is unfiltered, and that has the little yeast in the bottom, which makes it taste really good. There's a Dunkel, or dark Hefeweizen. And if you're really looking for a ladies' drink, and Weizenbier is a wheat beer, it's a little lighter than the others, there's what they call a Berliner Weizen. And it's a fish bowl, and there's a little dimple in the bottom of it, and they pour the beer in and then gently pour in raspberry syrup so that you can drink it with a straw. And that's usually for a hot afternoon as you set out in a cafe, but something to think about.
Patrice, can you give us the Hotel Pension Anna's website as well as Leavenworth again for our listeners?
You betcha. For Leavenworth, it's www.leavenworth.org. For the wonderful Hotel Pension Anna, it's www.pensionanna.com.
Sounds like good stuff. And when you get done with your chili, and depending on how long you're going to stay there, if you get into some really good German restaurants, make sure you order some Spätzle.
Ooh, baked Spätzle. Yes, I will, Kevin. I will be reporting back.
Yeah, you can get it with gravy. It's like a combination between a little bitty dumpling and a potato or noodles. It's a starch, and it's white. And, yes, you mentioned baked. They do have Spätzle with cheese baked over the top. Oh, my. And if you're lucky, there'll be some little browned onions inside. It's just delicious. Patrice, thanks for joining us today. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best of times there. And again, we hope to talk with you soon. So thanks for being on the Travel Planners Radio Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, for which we say thank you. If you're ever away from your hometown radio station, tunein.com, download the GAB app, and you will find us and take us along with you. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
It's the Travel Planners Radio Show on the Gab Radio Network.